USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A California town essentially wiped off the map by one of the biggest wildfires in that state's history.
Just absolutely heartbreaking to drive through Paradise and see the level of destruction.
And that's the fire chief in Paradise, the Northern California town wiped out by the Camp Fire, which is now the deadliest wildfire in the state's history. At least 42 people have been killed by it, with scores, if not hundreds, of people still missing. More people being forced from their Ventura County homes by the Woolsey Fire in Southern California. And as high winds continue to buffet the state, several more wildfires broke out yesterday. There's a report in the Washington Post that President Trump is on the verge of firing Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Democrat Kyrsten Sinema, the winner in Arizona's U.S. Senate race. The race taking almost a week to call after last Tuesday's midterm elections, but Sinema earned a substantial lead in recent days, and her Republican opponent, Martha McSally, posted a video online last night.
I just called Kyrsten Sinema and congratulated her on becoming Arizona's first female senator after a hard-fought battle. I wish her all success as she represents Arizona in the Senate.
Sinema will succeed Republican U.S. Senator Jeff Flake, who did not seek re-election. Opening statements start today in the trial of Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman. There are reports that Amazon's choosing New York City and Northern Virginia as locations for its second headquarters. The Wall Street Journal says the announcement could come as soon as today. It's believed the huge retailer will divide its headquarters evenly between Crystal City, Virginia, and New York's Long Island City neighborhood. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
A South Florida man claims his meds caused him to kill his mother and grandmother. Police say 48-year-old Mark Michael Mamert went to a hospital emergency room over the weekend and told the staff there he thought he killed his family, blaming it on prescription meds. Authorities checking the Southwest Miami-Dade County address say that he did apparently kill one victim with multiple stab wounds. Another body was found. It had died of blunt force trauma. The investigation's continuing. House Democrats are planning their agenda after regaining control of the U.S. House for the first time since 2011. The change will officially happen in early January. One of the first Democratic bills would reportedly establish automatic voter registration nationwide. NPR is reporting the measure would also reinvigorate the Voting Rights Act, which was significantly hindered by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2013. Meantime, the bill would remove redistricting power from state legislatures, putting that power in the hands of independent commissions. That legislation, though, has little chance of passing in the Republican-controlled Senate. And comic book legend Stan Lee has died at 95. The co-creator of heroes from Spider-Man to the Fantastic Four and the X-Men went to a hospital yesterday morning and passed away a short time later. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.